A little-known immigration program allows foreigners to invest in an American business and, in exchange, receive a green card. This past year, the number of visas approved this way has nearly tripled. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Brian Thompson and his wife wanted to leave England for a place with better weather. A few years ago, they put $500,000 into the redevelopment of a Seattle warehouse. It's being turned into a Marriott hotel, and once it opens, Thompson hopes to make his money back and then some. But one of the conditions of this immigrant investor program is that there must be risk. And if the business venture fails, the green cards fall through.
That would be the worst-case scenario. We'd be stuck in England, left without the pot of money that we'd worked all our lives for.
But so far, the hotel project is on track. And since you don't have to live where you put your money, Thompson and his wife are happily retired in Sarasota, Florida. $500,000 is the minimum required for this program, known as the EB-5. An investment in a more competitive city or neighborhood must be $1 million. And across the country, government-approved consultants have popped up to help match foreign money with American companies. Consultants like Ron Drinkard at the Alabama Center for Foreign Investment. He says companies have grown desperate during the economic downturn as traditional funding is dried up. And this program isn't only about creating new jobs. It can also be used to help preserve jobs.
To qualify for that, a company would need to show a loss of a minimum of 20% of its net worth in the past 12 to 24 months. There's virtually not a company out there. They couldn't show that right now.
In the past few years, Drinkard has funneled foreign money to a modular home manufacturer, synthetic fuels, high-tech and auto companies. He's even had inquiries from banks who need capital. 2 years after a foreign investment, Drinkard says an economic analysis must show that it's funded 10 jobs, directly or indirectly.
And the best thing about this is a program where we can enhance economic development across this country and create jobs at no cost to the taxpayer.
I'm really disturbed by the idea of selling green cards.
Mark Krikorian is with the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors less immigration. He says in the 1990s, there were allegations of fraud in the immigrant investor program. Federal officials say there's more oversight now and that all the background checks for any green card are carried out here as well. But Krikorian's not convinced.
A wealthy, sophisticated Russian mobster or a Nigerian scammer or somebody else couldn't pull it off? Of course they could.
Immigration attorneys say a big motivation for many investors is to educate their children in the U.S. An investor's immediate family also qualifies for a green card. Muzaffar Chisti of the Migration Policy Institute says most visas approved in the past year have been for investors from Asia, predominantly China. Places where regular immigration routes have backlogs 6 and 7 years long.
So this is a way to circumvent that if you have a certain amount of money. And I think that's also creating an incentive for people to use the program.
Brian Thompson, the British man who moved to Florida, says if the U.S. wants foreigners to invest here, it should publicize the EB-5 program more.
You say, what visa you're on? You know, have you got your green card? And you say EB-5, and there's a blank face if they just haven't heard of it, generally.
In fact, there's lots of room for growth. 10,000 EB-5 visas are available every year. Yet even with this recent wave of immigrant investors, fewer than half those visas were used. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.